It's good to be back with you. We're here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker, your host. We're going to continue our five-part series on retirement throughout the ages, discussing what American workers are doing or not doing in relation to their retirement planning and preparedness. This time, we're going to talk about the 50-somethings and how they're faring. Catherine Collinson joins us here. And Catherine, of course, leads the Transamerica Institute and the Center for Retirement Studies. Looking at the survey, I'm particularly interested in this group, Catherine, if I may say so, those who are in their 50s and still recovering from the Great Recession and yet looking a little bit warily toward the prospect of retirement in the not-so-distant future. How are they doing?
The fact is, for 50-somethings, retirement is on the horizon, and it's time to face their future retirement realities.
And the reality is, they're not feeling so good about this. I mean, even though you would think that they have, you know, had years and years of working and begun to put things away, if not in their 20s, certainly by their 30s, into their 40s, now they're into their 50s, they're not feeling so confident, and they're beginning to worry that they're running out of time. Is that the case?
Well, what we do see is 42% are expecting their standard of living to decrease when they retire. And our message is there are things that they can do today to help improve their outlook. So maybe that won't have to be the case.
Even though, as you say, retirement is on the horizon, they can see it coming at them. It's not too late. They've been off course or they've gotten off course. There's still some recovery that they can achieve.
And let's get really specific about their savings. The median household retirement savings among 50-somethings is $117,000. Many are saving, but they need to be saving more. And I'll also add that they're adjusting expectations. Many see part of solving for the problem is working longer and retiring later. This, too, presents an opportunity, but there are certain things that they need to be doing to achieve success.
Okay, so one of the key things is keeping job skills up to date because, you know, you have to plan for any contingency. And even in your 50s, you know, you have to be marketable.
Absolutely. For workers of all ages, it's important that we keep our job skills up to date and relevant with employers' needs. But the reality is, as we age, times change, and we need to work really hard to keep up with the times. Just a quick example, and I can say this with confidence because I am in my 50s. When I entered the workforce in an office, there were electric typewriters on people's desks. Who has an electric typewriter?
Who uses a fax machine anymore? I still have people asking for my fax number. I'm like, seriously? I wouldn't have any clue.
Exactly. And we can apply that concept to other skills as well as staying in step with what today's employers need.
Real quickly, because before we're out of time, Catherine, the catch-up contribution for 401k plans, 403bs, is another key way to make up for lost time.
Yes, it is. In 2015, people can max out on their 401ks and then save an additional $6,000 on a tax-deferred basis. And for IRAs, an additional $1,000.
Well, by all means, that's an important benefit that those in their 50s should be taking advantage of. And again, there's a great deal of information on the Transamerica Institute website at transamericainstitute.org. Catherine, it's always good to be with you. Thanks for the insights you provide here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker, your host.